Welcome to Primer, a podcast that gets you closer to the heart of the matter. As you may know, the primer is a small cap at the base of ammunition that when struck by a firing pin goes bam. It ignites the gunpowder and sends the bullet downrange. The point of the podcast is like that, to get you going in the right direction quickly by briefly tackling a variety of subjects like books, people, events, issues, whatever. After listening, if you want to take it further, you can. Episodes and more information can be found at personalprimer.com. I'm Joe McCormick. Let's get you primed. Primed today on the problems with prayer. Well, this is a big one. Prayer, you know, time with God. Something that we may look at and say, you know, that really sounds like a good idea for somebody else. It may seem impossible, like daily prayer, where I'm going to spend time in prayer every day with God. And what I wanted to talk to you about today is all the problems with that go along with it. In my story, and maybe yours, when it comes to struggles with, you know, I believe in God and I believe that prayer is important, but boy, is it difficult to do this on a day-to-day basis and how to get around it. Now, the point of today's episode is not to permanently fix it, but just talk about the problems with it. What obstacles, what challenges do I face in making this a priority in my life every day and realizing that this isn't easy, and for many people, it's a struggle. And if you've got good people around you and in your life that encourage you to pray, maybe a spiritual director or a close friend or maybe your parents or grandparents or whomever it might be, prayer, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to argue. Like, praying is a good thing. It's a really good thing. You know, and many people do it in a moment of need, which is certainly a good time to pray. But as a daily practice, and I'm going to use this term mental prayer as kind of a framework of me having a conversation with God in quiet one-on-one. So this isn't, you know, saying my prayers or going to religious services. I'm talking about just one-on-one time for God to talk with God about the things that I want to talk about and to hear the things that he wants to talk to me about and how hard that is. And, you know, my lifetime story with prayer, mental prayer, personal prayer, it's been a struggle for a long, long time, many, many years. And I'm not going to tell you right now that I figured it out because I haven't. But what I can tell you is it's worth it. It's worth it to take the time and just some considerations to have you feel encouraged that you're not alone. Hey, this is hard. Right. As you may know, I've written a book called Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus. And the premise of this book is really just the amount of digital distractions and information overload in our lives and how we're incessantly consuming information and disruptions and distractions and social media and all the things that are around us. Where does that leave time for God? It's a noisy world that we live in. And guess what? It just got noisier. Every day it seems like it just gets noisier. And where is the room for God? And I might suggest like personal prayer and taking time to pray. And you're like, that is just impossible in our day and age. And it's not. It's difficult. And that's why I'm doing this episode. But it's not impossible. So I'm just going to take you through. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but it seems impossible. And how to get past that? A couple of initial things for me is just looking at this as saying, all right, well, there's a quote from G.K. Chesterton that I think is just brilliant. And his quote, I'm paraphrasing, is anything that's worth doing is worth doing poorly. Okay, so let's just for the sake of argument or consideration to say that spending time in conversation with God every day is really important. The first thing is I'm willing to do this poorly. Okay, and that's something that I'm giving up trying to perform in front of God. As the creator of the universe, which I believe, how am I going to impress him? I mean, I can't even make a mailbox or a birdhouse. It's pathetic. And he created the universe and the earth and human beings and in animals and plants and the galaxies. And I mean, just by through a thought, took no effort. I'm trying to impress him. So one of the things that was shared to me about one of the difficulties is using the example of spending time with God was like standing in front of a fire. You don't perform when you're in front of a fire. You stand there and you get warm. So praying is being with God so he can influence and affect me. He doesn't need me. He wants me, but he doesn't need me. So when I stand, I'm cold. I want to stand in front of a fire because I want to get warm. I'm really hot. Right now I'm recording this in the summer. I want to stand in front of a fan. I am not worrying about how I'm doing. I'm just trying to get cool. That's what prayer is. So that distinction helped me out tremendously. Anything that's worth doing is worth doing poorly. I'm just standing there trying to get warm. I'm just standing there trying to get cool. I'm just spending time with God because my life, the noise levels are so high. I just need to lower the volume a bit. Okay? And this seems elusive. Like, yeah, but you know, there's so many things. I'm going to just walk through some of the challenges, some of the difficulties that I continue to face every day and how I navigate through some of those. And you can too. The noise in your life isn't going to go away. It's not going to magically go away. We have to find a way to make it go away. So one of the first obstacles is time. I don't have any time for it. I'm so busy doing everything else in my life that where am I getting time to pray? Are you kidding me? Where? When am I getting time? How much time are you talking about? I mean, how much time do you have? 10 minutes. Okay, I'm going to pray for 10 minutes in the morning. I'm going to pray for 10 minutes in the evening. But not 9, not 12. Okay, I'm just going to set a time. I don't have any time. But 10 minutes? I've got 10 minutes. Okay, I waste time every day doing silly things. People spend, if you look at these apps that track how much time you spend on your phone, you got 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes. Okay, so the first thing is I got no time. We got time. Okay, I don't look at time as something that's in scarcity. I look at it as something in abundance. I've got plenty of it. How do I use it? Okay, I can find 10 minutes. So I'm going to find 10 minutes. That doesn't solve the problem, but it gets us going. Okay, I'm going to, somebody told me this. And it really resonated. Okay, well, if I'm cold, I need to stand in front of that fire for a set time to get warm. I can't just stand in front of there done. I mean, I might spend a few minutes. So, okay, I'm gonna schedule this as a non-negotiable every day. So as you start to go through these episodes of Primer, one of the things that I'll of course do is there's things to do after the episode, and one of them is, okay, I want you to schedule 10 minutes. If you feel like this is important and you struggle with finding time, find time, schedule 10 minutes in the morning and pray. Okay, so the time issue, okay, you tackle that one. So I found 10 minutes in the morning and I found 10 minutes of, and in the book Noise, I talk about quiet time. So I would recommend reading chapter 14 of the book Noise about quiet time. It gives some really practical advice there. I would recommend reading chapter 12 of the book Noise, taking aim at what's most important. Having a conversation with my creator is the most important thing I can do. I can't think of a more important thing I need to do today. That's the most important thing. I can find 10 minutes in 24 hours. 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon. So 20 minutes in a 24-hour day, I can make that happen. Okay, so the second thing is, man, is this difficult. Man, is this boring. And I'm just sharing with you my experiences. I don't see them. I can read the Bible. I can read books. I can listen to things, but I don't see them. I'm having a conversation with a person that I can't see. That's not easy. It takes a lot of faith. It takes a lot of patience. It takes an openness and a willingness, but I can't see the person I'm conversing with. That's difficult. Yep, it is. It's boring. Again, standing in front of a fire, it's not about being fun or not. It's about getting warm. Why am I doing this? I'm doing it because I want to have a connection, a friendship with my creator, a personal, right? So it's difficult and boring. We have to embrace that. It's 10 minutes, you know. For people that work out, sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's boring. But they do it because, and they know why, okay? Another obstacle, one of the problems with prayer is it's only for good people. Good people pray. No. Prayer isn't for good people. Prayer is for everybody. It's especially for people that struggle, that have difficulties. because God's there to help me in my struggles. You know, it's like hospitals aren't for healthy people. They're for sick people. My kind of joke is I should think they should put signs in front of churches that say these are for bad people. You know, oh, that church is only for good people. No. Churches are for sinners, for bad people. So prayer is only for good people? No. It's for all of us to have time with God to talk about my life and the things that I struggle with. Another challenge is anonymity. Okay, I'm going to put on a face and I'm going to look good in front of God. He knows everything about me. And this is something that I discovered way too late. And it was an amazing discovery, but I discovered it way too late. Talking to God about the things that offend him, my weaknesses, my struggles, the things that are ugly, that nobody knows about, that he knows about, and he wants to help me. Okay, I'm wanting to talk to him about these nice things, but what about the ugly reality in my life? This tendency or that, this behavior or that behavior. Okay, so, yep, it's only for good people. Nope, that's not true. It doesn't work. Another impediment, right? I can't see the results. Okay, it does require patience. Okay, there's so many distractions is the last one. Yes, when you sit down for quiet time, whether you're going to pray or not, I'm in the book Noise, I'm recommending quiet time as a way of lowering the volume in your life. Now, a person could just sit there in silence and do nothing. That's still good. Slows your brain down, lowers the volume. But there are a lot of distractions in that 10 minutes, and you will see your brain spin up and start to look for checking my phone, whatever I recommend, you know. Try to manage those distractions. It's 10 minutes, start to finish, quiet, quiet, quiet. And again, like I said, anything that's worth doing well is worth doing poorly. Be willing to get an F. You know, this is not about performance and trying to get A's here. I'm going to get an F doing this. I'm going to spend the time. And just looking at it, yeah, there are a lot of problems with prayer. Right? There's a lot of problems. It's difficult. I've been struggling with it for years. Now I make time every day to do it. And what you start to see is, with your best friend, you have the best conversations. God's the best friend. And the conversations are amazing, but it takes patience. And in those conversations, he shows up loving us, always understanding, empathetic. Nobody's more empathetic of the problems that I have or you have than he is. Encouraging. In the worst day, I sit there for 10 minutes or whatever the amount of time is that I scheduled, and you feel his encouragement, peace. You start to lower the volume and they start to feel peace. Noise creates anxiety and vibration and worry. We start to have peace and strength comes from it. Faith and hope in him in a world that's really crazy, pretty crazy. Friendship ultimately. Time with a friend. So lower the volume. Find quiet with him. It's difficult. Yep, it is difficult. It's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. But you got to schedule. I've got to schedule time for this. And I think it's important. Anything that's important, I schedule time for. Okay. And one of the things, and this sort of hit me when I was writing the book Noise, is what happens when you lower the volume? The volume's at a very, very high level in our lives. When I lower the volume in my day-to-day life, in this time of prayer in the morning and the time of prayer in the afternoon, I lower the volume. What I get to hear is the most important sound, which is the sound of his voice. So here's what I want you to do. A couple things just following this episode is, you know, there's a book called Time for God by Jacques Philippe, Philippe. Time for God's excellent book. It's very encouraging, very practical, encouraging way I can do this. There's a podcast called Spiritual Batteries. I'll do an episode on that down the road on April 9th, 2019 called I Believe, Help My Unbelief. It's a great podcast, about a half hour long. He's done, again, I'm going to do a specific podcast, a primer podcast on Spiritual Batteries. But the scene that he talks about is a man coming to Christ, asking for him to heal his son. And basically what this priest paraphrases is you know, the man says, well, if you can do it, it would be great. And God responds, it's not that I can or I can't. I can. I can do that. It's not a question of can or can't. I can do what you're asking me to do. The question is, do you believe that I can? And his response was, I believe, but help my unbelief. In prayer, yes, there's part of me that believes and there's a part that I don't believe, but I ask. Okay, so that would be something to listen to. It's really encouraging. And then spend a schedule time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, five, whatever, but schedule it beginning to end and do it. Okay, so lowering the volume, finding quiet with him. There's a lot of problems, but we can find a way around him. Listening to his voice and hearing him say to you, I love you. It's the most amazing thing. All right, consider yourself primed. You can take it from here. For more information on me, my podcasts, books, and bio, please visit josephmccormack.com. JOSEPHMCCORMACK.com. All views shared are entirely my personal opinions and do not reflect my business concerns or coworkers' views. If you don't agree with this content, I encourage you to find a podcast that suits you better.